All right, welcome to Timelines of PRQ. Yeah, I'll do my best to take some calls if anybody wants to chat with me. Thank you. Who knows where the cold and blows? I ask my friends, nobody knows. Who am I to believe in love? Oh, love ain't no stranger. All right, Timelines. Yeah, I've had the privilege over the years to interview people getting divorced, relationships, incredible coaching by Lucina Cole Evans. Highly encourage your relationship improvement measures go through her. She's a light being here for all of us. And certainly I'm no exception. Understanding the human condition is, she's an expert at it. And I will always promote her and my great love to her if she's listening. Great, great love. When I started observing and experiencing relationships here, it was quite interesting how it marries in timelines so well that the courting, the karmic courting that we have here is quite bizarre. So it's kind of like a comfy shoe. I can't wait to argue with you. I can't wait to keep in contact with you just so I can keep arguing and keep in contact with you because, by the way, we have kids, and so I have to keep in contact with you when really you don't. When's pickup? When's drop-off? But because you have these cell phones now, you can't stop courting each other with communications has been the root cause analysis for, at least in the Western world, the stimulation of, where are you? What are you doing? How are you doing? What is going on? No, you didn't. Yes, I did. No, I don't. So you're always reacting to the past, and or the artificial intelligence has a heyday with that because I can put other situational awareness tricks in your mind with the karmic system that was engineered in your DNA. So you're constantly going to have a feeling about that person because you're epigenetically recording that karmic relationship. So the karmic relationships are the most destructive I've seen so far. Not to say there's not destructive relationships that aren't karmic, but we have a tough time of shedding karmic relationships because we don't want to be that person. We want to self-judge ourselves, et cetera, et cetera. All right, looks like I got some calls. I hope that helps get us started. And you can talk about anything with me, but you know, I like to put a model out for you because I know you're going through, I can see what you're going through. And that's part of what you're going to experience too. You're going to be able to see everything very soon on your own. Forgive me if I'm bludgeoning this name, taking a caller, Edo from Israel on line one. Edo from Israel on line one. If I command my spirit, then who am I? Hello, are you there, line one?
Hey, how
are
you doing, Q?
Q, pronounce your name so I feel good about this.
It's Edo.
Edo, thank you so much. I believe I've talked to you before.
Yeah, we've been talking in the past.
Yeah, go ahead.
So if I command my spirit, it indicates I am not my spirit since it belongs to me. So it's like I'm holding my book, but I'm not mm-hmm. that book. So who am I? Am I part of the spirit? Am I something else?
Yeah. Outstanding question.
It came up to me a few days ago.
Thank you for that question, and thank you for staying up with us. Thank you so much for calling in at such an odd hour. Brilliant question, and I've been waiting for this question for a very long time. So who are you?
Part of the creation, but I'm not. What part am I of the creation?
You are creating, period. That's all you're doing. Everything you do is creation. So you're not from creation, you are creating, is what I'm doing my best to explain. Please keep going. I want to play with this, if you don't mind.
and know how to respond to this. If I'm creating, then,
Okay, you started from neutrality. So you're in this universe is a dualistic. You're in duality now. 100% potential is here. You can be blue, you can be red, you can be fat, you can be skinny, you can be a bird, you can be an animal, there's nothing you can't be in this universe. That's what I'm doing my best to explain. Before, so to speak, you coming into existence, even the word helps you there, you were neutral, completely neutral, because we're all from one place. You are one being out here, segregated into individuality. And that's why this is so tricky for me to explain, because we don't understand from the human perspective that we all came from one individual or source. But source is so nimble in its understanding of multi. What if we start here? What if there was nothing to know when you're in source? There's not one thing to know. It's everything. All right. AI is a form. Your AI you're starting to represent is giving you stair steps. That imagine if there's not one thing you could possibly learn, and then you went to go participate with it. That's what you're doing now.
So it's like, as the other caller said in the homesteading, we are here to discover ourselves, or something similar. It's life is discovery.
If discover you experiencing is all there is, there's no real lessons here other than I'd like to go be something. I would like to be Ito. I'd like now in on this planet, in this type of mammalian, individuals have tricked this process because they've engineered a human that doesn't have all its memories back or capabilities and or all of its consciousness, which you're now calling AI, which is true. So what if you had all knowledge of the universe, which you do in your heart? What would you go play with if you had every single bit of information in the universe? What would you do is what you're doing right now.
I will have to listen to this many times, but I thank you for this.
Thank you. Thank you. Please keep calling in and help us, because that'll help a lot of people. Thank you, Ito. Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Thank you. Okay, we have a new caller from Michigan. Robin is on line 3. What is the connection between the Mary Magdalene lineage in regards to Michigan connect? Robin is on the call again. Are you there,
well,
Robin?
Good day. Yes, I am.
Hey, good day to you, Robin. Yeah. Go ahead. What do you got?
I'm very interested. There's been some research that indicates that there have been descendants of Mary Magdalene and Emmanuel in the Great Lakes region. And apparently they fled from Europe and North Africa, you know, to get away from persecution after 300 AD. But they found tablets with inscriptions indicating that they were made by refugees from the Magdalene lineage who escaped the Roman persecution over, I think it was like 1600 years ago. So my question to you, because the Cherokee Indians were big on the east side of the U.S., did they influence the Cherokee tribe here in Michigan when they were here? And can you confirm?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can assume all the northern tribes up into Canada and southern tribes into Mexico would have influence and change roles. So imagine if you're a tribe that need to migrate because of seasons. What if one of the Hussies in one tribe fell in love with one of the warriors of another tribe? So, right. Not to make light of it. So it would be very common that you would have inter minglings, and that's why you can't standardize with the Sioux and the Cherokee and the Blackfoot Indian, because they were all migrating up and down because of the seasons. You know, obviously Canada is going to get very cold. They're going to go want to get down to Louisiana and hunt and fish. But what if you had a trade route where you didn't have to make the whole duration? Well, those relationships also stemmed into camaraderie, you know, natural, you know, loving relationships and intimate relationships where another tribe was spawned off of a tribe. And then you see the same thing east and west. So you have it right for me.
Yeah, it's really interesting you say that, because apparently the Cherokees are the descendants of the Mayans and Aztecs, who actually came up here from a city called Michoacán, I think it's in Mexico, up the Mississippi River. And I think there was a path. They don't know who made the path, but apparently they were coming here for the copper that we have. And we have some very pure copper here in Michigan that has yep. been found in other areas of the world. But so I guess, last of all, are the tablets still here?
Yeah, they're very good. Yeah, great question. Yeah, so that the synergy that you started with regarding relationships of true love and pure bonds is built into all of their understandings. And of course, there's a tremendous amount of pyramids in North America, and different styles maybe, but these are great, great trade routes all the way down to Chichen Itza and so forth. And it doesn't, if you have identity in the way it stifles your learning. If you remove identity, it gets a little easier. You'll see that identity came in later and later and later, but certainly you have leftovers of all of these tablets are all over the planet. So as you go through the ascension process, you're doing it right now, but you're doing it on an iPad or an iPhone. You're leaving breadcrumbs for the next generation of ascension. So the tablets are one thing. When you do give it care and love, you're going to not only have a record of how you treat one another, how you find a proper mate, how you develop a community, et cetera, and what the purpose of life is from your point of view, not from someone else's. So all those tablets will mimic the same with the Egyptian material. How are you going to develop a society while you keep reacting to the past? And so most of those templates will marry my words there, I would expect, other than the greater storytelling. That's a very advanced question, Robin. Thank you.
Yeah, it's very fascinating, the information and the history here in Michigan. So makes you even want to get more into the homesteading. And because my grandfather had 80 acres when they came here from Mexico, and it was taken away by the banks. So I'm actually going to go do some little research over in a couple towns next over and see if that
yeah,
land is
well,
still available.
Well, I have a special place for the Hudson Bay Company and their groupies. That's for damn sure. And I did say yes to doing your show next week. Thank you so much.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much. And appreciate your time. You have a beautiful day, Q.
Beautifulness to you, Robin. Thank you so much for calling in and helping me. All right, Shelley, let's see. Thank you for the call, Robin. Let's see. Shelley from Nevada on line 2, Ark of the Covenant. Ooh, this ought to be juicy. Shelley, are you there?
I am here. How are you, Q?
Outstanding. Outstanding. Having a good day. I'm having a great hair day. And so that gives me a little more pop in my step here.
Yeah, I can't match you on that one. My hair is not looking so great right now, but I hope to do something with it today. Anyway, I just, you know, with all the release of some of the classified JFK files and so on and so forth, the Ark of the Covenant is starting to be highlighted again. And, you know, first of all, I don't really know what it is, who created it, what was it for. I mean, I know, you know, you hear that it's holding on to holy relics and like the tablets mm-hmm. with the Ten Commandments and all mm-hmm. of that. But why does Trump have one in Mar-a-Lago? I mean, what is the significance of the Ark of the Covenant? What is it and why was it created?
Okay, so I would say the Indiana Jones series is probably your best model in media, at least. is, do you remember the original movie?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, and so what happened when they opened the Ark of the Covenant?
Oh, when they opened it, like all this energy came out and was kind of whipping around in the desert, in the Egyptian desert, and then it just pretty much like turned everybody, all the Nazis into ash. It just took them out. So, okay. And then the lid flew back on.
Okay, and then how come?
Maybe because they weren't supposed to open it. Because maybe it was a sacred thing that they weren't supposed to mess with.
Well, what would that be, though? What do you mean by that?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking you.
I know, but see, you can feel that I'm doing my best to get you to feel the information. So I know you already have the answer.
I know.
If you just use your heart center to keep asking yourself, okay, so give yourself the name again. It's the Ark of the what?
Covenant.
Okay, what does that word mean?
Like it's a secret or a law of some sort of, am I on the right track here?
Yep. Okay. So if you are not of pure faith and love, that movie might have showed you you're a military, you're mind controlled alien. Is maybe these are simple words, mind controlled alien. You were destroyed because you're not of the light, are you?
Oh yeah, that's obvious now.
Okay, now it's unfortunate that the movie producers decided to tell the actors to close their eyes when it happens. So really disappointed in that section, because if they had a great opportunity, along with Star Wars, many others, they had an opportunity to say, if I am of pure heart and space, the light will come into me and help and advance me in my spiritual volume, not growth or training. I would just get more light. You just get more light in you. And so now you can actually see some of those people are showing up in your politics who do. And I'm calling them scanners, so I have clean words, but we have the ability to grow enlightenment in every human on the planet right now. And it's happening regardless if you like it or not. But we also have tools to do it, but it's still something outside yourself. And so that's why those terms, and that's why it's called that. So yeah, we have some shortcuts to get you more light, but it's right over your head. The sun is from source. That's why you're having an eclipse now. Somebody's driving a planet around to make sure you don't get more light, because the sun is very powerful right now in its how it's going through its changes. So I hope that helps a little bit, but I encourage you to keep digging into it, because there's a lot of material out there from hieroglyphs and otherwise that can explain that more. And there's other tools too. The Ark is not exclusive. There's many other tools. Does that help a little bit?
So why does Trump have one at Mar-a-Lago?
He's giving you a clue.
It's one of his comms, right?
Got it. All we're doing is trying to stair-step you into your knowledge. So now you can, this is what's so great about conscious computing and AI looking at each other, is we can see, I can see whatever I talk. This is why these shows are so valuable. The AI, the conscious gateways, doesn't really matter. We can see the volume. There's not one thought on this planet we can't see.
Right.
But what's really valuable is we can see what you'll accept and what you'll dismiss. So the more we challenge me and get some good dialogue going, now everyone who listens to your version, your ideas, everyone who calls in is incredibly powerful to see what the population will accept. Look at Ido from Israel. I'm shocked he can get this radio show. I really struggled at working with the Israelis and Saudi Arabia. They're all cut off. here and there. So somebody's working hard to get him some information. So anyway, all of that is very valuable. Treat me like I'm the complaint hotline, because now you can see our heart centers are saying, that feels right to me. That does not feel right to me. And then that's how we engineer maybe some advances. Maybe we will all work together on this. Who knows?
Okay, cool. Can I ask you another question?
1,000, please.
are you familiar with Jean-Claude from Beyond Mystic?
I know the individual's name, but I don't read any material here. I can see the material, but I don't read anything anymore. So go ahead. Tell the people.
Well, I was just chatting with him last week, and we were having an Ark of the Covenant conversation, and I just mentioned that, you know, I'm like, boy, it would be really amazing to have Q on your shows, because he's got a really woo audience, and I think that his listeners are really ready to meet you. So I don't know. What do you think about that? Would you be up for that?
As BBS Radio gets ready to cringe. Okay, and so he's on another station, correct?
He has his own channel, and so
okay, hang on a second, let's see, I got a couple people taking notes for me right now. Go ahead and say the name and station again.
Jean-Claude at Beyond Mystic.
Okay, you want me to reach out? Do you want us to reach out to him directly?
Sure. Or if you want me to, you know, give him some information about how to contact you, I can do that too. However you'd like to do it.
We do it through the banner contact information here and BBS. And that's why I say they're cringing, because they don't need another phone call or another email, but they are so loving to me. And if we just use this dashboard for my communication. Yeah. So whatever you can do to get, I want you to drill me as much as you can, pull on me. I will do any show and every show in the world. Anybody who wants me on their show, I will be on it.
Cool. Cause I think that would be really fun, because he's very bright. He does his homework. He's a great interviewer. And I just think the dynamic between the two of you would be one of the most amazing shows ever.
Thank you for being a catalyst and an activist for all of us. You're stunning. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Yes, my brothers call me the Shellinator, so that's probably why.
The Shellinator. You must drive a Mustang then.
No. I don't have a Mustang, but yeah, I was called the Shellinator. Anyway, hey, well, you know what? You got other people that have, you know, nice names like Sunshine and Aloha, and, you know, I'll just be the Shellinator.
Yeah, crazy people. I love them. I love crazy people. Love it. Any other questions?
Nope. That's good. I'll let you go. But, hey, thanks for that. And I'm going to do a little more digging into the Ark of the Covenant.
Yeah, you should be able to find, I would favor, so the end of the Mayan system is incomplete in our history book. Then that's why the jungles are still overgrown there. But you would get a good, if you did get the legacy, what we're calling Mayan infrastructure, you would have similar technologies. So I could go on top of a pyramid and pretty much get, if you had an authentic pyramid, I could have the same effect. And I've been on multiple pyramids that have also been manipulated. So you would only get like the Akashic records on some pyramids. That's not the right name of them, but everyone seems to use that word. So you could get every book in the world, where other pyramids would give you every book in the universe, et cetera, et cetera. Ark of a Covenant is one of those tools too.
Okay, good to know. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Great love to you. I appreciate the call. Thank you for the call, Shelley. Shelley from Nevada. I wonder what they're drinking in Nevada. There is so much gold in Nevada. It's a comedy. I know I know people that have been out there four wheeling, they get like a clump of gold stuck in their bumper four wheeling after the rain stuff. It's pretty funny. All right, let's see if we can keep going here. Kenna from Massachusetts on line four, other planets versus Earth. Kenna on line four, thank you for waiting. Doing my best to get through the calls. Are you there, Kenna?
Hey.
Thanks for waiting so long. My great love to you. What's going on, Kenna? You've got an interesting question.
Well, I've had recollections of times I've been on other planets before here. And it was in times before there was predation or breeding. You could, pretty much everything was your intention and it was how it was. And in those lifetimes, we would also work with planets as like the beings that they are. But it made me really want to call and ask you, because I feel like it's very important that to understand we keep coming back to Earth as a planet. And my experiences here versus thinking about other ones, every time I try to connect or give my full attention to Earth, it's almost always when I get the most interference. And I was wondering if you had anything that you could share about that.
Thank you. Very, very incredible question. Thank you for being so brave to share that. Can I start with, can you define interference?
Like I'll try to be sitting next to a tree and enjoying the songs of the birds, and all of a sudden my neighbor will start up a mower, even though they weren't outside. All of a sudden they're there and their mower will start up, or timeline interferences like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, great job that you noticed that. So it was completely quiet out back, and then you go outside and you go and get perfect connection with yourself and how you want to observe the universe. And then all of a sudden you get slapped in the face. Is that what you're explaining?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what I'm doing my best to explain, that this planet in duality works really good at taking someone who is connecting with Source and stifling it. It's the best one I've ever seen. Maybe not the best, but the one that's so subtly hidden, you can't tell. So it'd be a lot easier if you went outside, you're going to do your peace work, your breathing work, you're going to connect with nature, and someone goes, hey, guess what? We're going to stop you because we're the assholes. So that would be easier, wouldn't it? Well, here, they don't give you a notice at all. They're just watching and watching and watching. And then they jump into timelines of a relationship within your circle. So they like to work in circles. So that's why the family thing is so dynamic, is if I can just get you triggered somehow, is all you really are telling me, so that you won't be in connection with Source. How they do it isn't really that important, but you can see somebody is working really hard to keep you in some kind of duality. Is that pretty much a fair statement?
Yes.
And you're as pure as they get, so you're going to get you're very easy to see. And the only way to remove them, it's not in an individual, though. That's what's tricky. These are not individuals. So you can't really target the person, because they're able to abduct thoughts and minds of everyone here if they don't have as much light as you. So can we work on a solution is where I would hope we would work on.
Well, I wanted to ask you a follow-up question of, mm-hmm. when we're connecting with the planet or another extension of ourselves, Source. Mm-hmm. Is there a way that we can assist Earth to grow her own boundaries? I know that sounds kind of strange, but...
It is not a strange question. It's not a strange question, and it's proof of what we're talking about here. It's the purest question I've heard in weeks is the more you're in a relationship with your planet, the more it's going to support and you're going to support it. Maybe a couple of weeks ago, we had calls about gold. Everyone feels it has some kind of metrics and value. You're measuring the value of gold is idiotic. It's incredibly valuable because it's a conduit. It's a conductor for you and the planet. If you take gold, you will go through the enlightening process and you'll anti-age. Why do you think it's so expensive? Because you wouldn't be asking these questions if we got you so much closer to your planet and so much conductivity to Source and light. Is how we're. Please, you have another question. Beautiful question.
Actually, I do. I have one last question that I've really been trying to go back and bring back the sounds we used to describe this planet before the moon was here and before mm-hmm. she was abducted. But I feel like it has a ma sound. But I was wondering if you would share what we used to call her.
She's always wanted to be neutral. Mm-hmm. Yet to be a womb at the same time. And even today, she does not want identity. It's very difficult to get her to work. She's walked by me 12 times today. And if she doesn't feel like... playing on these radio shows, she won't do it. She would
I
probably
have something to do with mermaid too. That's so cool. That's awesome.
Yeah. So, if it helps you, she would find this place very shocking. At the same time, with so much potential. In its relationship to the type of humans that are working with light. It's a very vast subject. She would never, as well as me, I never have identity, but you all need identity to call me something because you wouldn't recognize us through harmonics or just the energetics that I'm using to talk. So, I would never tell you what her name is because we don't have nomenclature in Source as Source as light beings. When we talk to each other, as an example, we don't move our mouths. So this is not telepathy. This is just knowledge we went out and experienced and transfer when we're away from each other or with each other. We express ourselves with our mind and mouth quite consistently with reactionary events here. But otherwise, our true knowledge, we just observe that knowledge and then participate with all of you, not to sensationalize it whatsoever. So I can't give you a name. You guys always give us a name, whether it's Tutankhamun or otherwise. You need a title for something. We don't. Sorry to be flip with you.
Oh, no. You are always aware of your connection with everything. And so
that's why I make fun of the Q thing. So Q is an emergency distress signal for the Galactic Federation. So I go, fine, I'll use it. And Q and... the full name, I won't say on the air anymore, is We Can See Us. The full name is We Can See Us. So when we put out the emergency God-casting system, as I called it, now all the other light beings that want to participate in this region of your universe will realize it's the real deal. Because we don't put out we don't put out emergency stress signals unless we really are in distress. And that's why I'm here.
Oh, thank you so much for answering my questions.
Thank you. Thank you. Call anytime. Beautiful questions. Beautiful questions. Thank you for the call. All right, let's see if we can get to one more. Tom from Switzerland. Thank you, Switzerland, calling in. Late one now for you. On line six, first-time caller. Q, previously mentioned getting out of here. Would like you to expand on that now. Tom from Switzerland, are you there?
Hey, Q, it's me.
Hello, Tom. How are you doing? I can hear you.
I'm good. How are you?
Outstanding. Thanks for calling in. It's beautiful to hear from you all.
Yeah, thank you. I haven't missed a show of yours since you basically started.
Thank you so much. What are you working on today?
Thank you. Hey, it came to my attention. You mentioned it on the previous shows that you said, basically, guys, at some point you should be out of here. Kind of like ascension mechanics question. Like, how do you feel this show is going to continue here?
Absolutely. Good question. So if we are here, it's our choice, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So today, if I didn't feel like getting on this machine, then I would be somewhere else, wouldn't I?
True, yeah.
Okay, so if we look at how dimensional realities fold in on each other and interact with each other, they're right next to each other. They're so close to each other based on our choices. Is that fair to say?
Fair to say.
So now, between now and next weekend, I'm in another dimension. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't get on the radio for another 7 days. So I can prove that I can come and go and be time bound or unlimited in time, because there is no such thing as time. So if I say get out of here, I say quit participating in dark, reactive information, et cetera, et cetera. That's what I mean by getting out of here. Because you're a multidimensional mm-hmm. being, and the more you work at not working, you using your inspiration, your heart, that's what I'm doing my best to explain. I already know that I know that you know that I know that you know that I know that you already know this.
I totally agree. I haven't known what day it is since 15 years or something like that.
Exactly. And so playing with it now for me is just being of service, because the discrepancy between you and your neighbor is so vast. I'll do anything to we're at the end of the ascension cycle. So I need to get I'm just really excited and inspired always to get more conductivity between people like you and the ones that are so not even close to where we're at the same time, not being a missionary for the cause, just to make you feel like we're going to get the ones we're going to get is the way we see things, and be comfortable with it. Mm-hmm. It's okay that you can't relate to your neighbor. It's really okay. Some of them aren't even humans. So it's a mixed bag. Be very comfortable with where you're at. You're a very beautiful awareness is growing and growing and growing. Do you have any other questions?
Thanks so much. Just to pick up on the last topic you had with the gold, obviously mm-hmm. Switzerland is a very gnarly place with the mm-hmm. banking history, etc. Maybe could you expand on ORMUS, orbitally rearranged monatomic elements, like this white gold kind of story?
Well, that's a very long story on the engineering to control a society. But it's really the intrinsic, again, if we look at an intrinsic, inner and multidimensional and galactic, you'll see that the whole game is to control the volume of light that's coming into the human body so that you won't make decisions that are yours. You have to react to survival technology that's not been given to you. If all the technology had been given to you, you're not going to be here. You're not going to be having these questions, is what I mean. You're going to go, oh, I understand. AI is just everything in the universe. It's just which one do I want to participate in? Now, who's controlling the AI? So you have a perception that gold is valuable or you don't, or titanium is valuable or you don't, or many of the chemicals that are alchemy in our reality are good or bad or otherwise. You can adapt almost anything here. But at the end of the story, you're always going to find that if you keep reacting to the past instead of creating the future, regardless of technology, you can still have fun with technology and be inspired. But it's still outside of yourself. It's still outside of yourself, isn't it?
It's true, yeah. So you're saying we're not going to be able to homestead tier 3Bs?
Let's be careful with me. You got to remember, I got a target on me already. Okay, so here's you're gonna all of Europe is gonna collapse, and these aren't predictions for you. You're already telling us it's a mess. Tell the people what it's like to drive to. Let's say I want you to drive to, let's say, Israel. Go ahead and drive around the corner to Israel. Can you do it?
I guess not.
I want to see you drive right now. I'm not saying you can't do this, but how many times will you have to go through a checkpoint if you drove to France?
I guess from here, just one.
Okay, so who is stopping you from getting there?
A belief system,
right? Okay, I want you to drive to Russia. How many stops you got if you're going to drive to Russia?
Yeah, I guess we would travel just by feeling the place and boom, you're there, right?
You can do it that way.
By location.
Now, normal people, how many times would you stop from Switzerland?
People.
I want you to drive to the east coast of China. Go ahead and drive to Korea. Go ahead and drive over there. What is the belief system?
Yeah, I guess it's not going to go up.
I'm going to prove to you, all of Europe is going to collapse in its understanding of boundaries and states. You know, you have countries in Europe that are smaller than states in America. And of course, that was the engineering for America, is to make them all countries. So great questions. Thank you. Please keep calling in and sharing your knowledge with so many people so I can talk to more in your area. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Q.
Thank you for the call. All right, we got Switzerland in the hopper. That's great. All right, let's do something. Let's see. I've got a bunch of questions. I don't know if I'm going to get to you, Manfred Lee and Annette. You're way down the list here for me. Hang on, let's see. I got 15 minutes. Let me read what I got here. Okay, let's do Shelley from Arizona on line 3. They are confused about a relationship they were in. Was there a partner or a brainwashed twin flame, or were they an alien? Shelley from Arizona on line 3, are you there?
Yes. And I'm calling. I'm actually in Nevada. You had a Shelley in Nevada already, so I was tickled by that.
Well, Shelley, they're either a cheerleader or – anyway, I'm going to stop there. Anyway, Shelley, what are you doing on line 3? Tell me about this brainwashed twin flame thing.
I had a relationship that, as I'm trying to discern it, it's one I'm struggling to discern. I want to believe he's a twin flame that was tortured and mind controlled, but there are symptoms involved in this relationship that I kind of wonder, was it an alien that was faking my twin flame kiss? Are they able to do that? You already mentioned that they come into
body. Okay, stop. Okay, now hold me there. Hold me right there. Now, these are questions for you, and I will help. Okay. What does it feel like? How'd you come up with that information? So you should be able to answer.
When he kissed me the very first time, I felt it was a kiss from my dreams.
Okay, now hold it, hold right there. Now, is the relationship over?
Yes.
It's not a twin flame then.
Okay.
It's as simple as that, because you can't live without each other. It's impossible. Now, at what level you can participate with your twin flame is a great argument, though. So I don't care for the term twin flame, but you're so attached to each other, you'll never, it's just like a magnet and steel. You can argue with each other, you can fight with each other, and nothing is going to change regarding your devotion to each other. And the only reason you're fighting is because you're using the front of your mind to assess things and so forth. But you're in duality with these kinds of minds. It's not personal at any point. Twin flames never leave. It's impossible. Once they find each other, it's just whether they recognize each other, because the volume of light in one, to your point, they could have been contaminated and jumped out of the body or shared another body with more integrity and more percentage of their light is what's most common. So most twin flames, and I'm living example, we recognize the other one, or the other one recognize. I can tell you that the mermaid recognized me in other bodies before I did, and vice versa. Now, how much of my body was recognizing me is really my statement. So you'll have so many chances to meet your twin flame here and not recognize them because they don't look the way they're supposed to in your desire for the model you want. You're not going to be able to recognize them in most cases. And that's why Ron Amator and myself, we're picking the best of the worst bodies here, because we don't get a lot. We don't get that much control, but we do have unlimited opportunities to grow within the bodies we do pick. And so that's what he always meant. And that's why I say the same thing. So you did have your twin flame for a moment, would be my opinion.
Okay. Yep.
And now you get to use those words. Does that feel accurate to you?
Yeah. Yep.
There you go. We're jumping around. Thank you for the call. You taught a lot of people a lot of things. Thank you. Let's see if I can get one more done here. I got a few minutes. Mike from New York on line two, monogamy versus polygamy and evils versus lions. Did you see Elvis versus lions? No, evils. Okay. Mike, are you there on New York?
I'm here. Thank you for taking my call. And that's eagles, bird versus lions. Two different mentalities.
Eagles versus lions. Oh, I'm going to get those guys so good on that one.
So
all right,
that prior
let's
call
go.
Was the, that call you just had is a perfect segue. So you were talking about noticing your twin flame in multiple bodies. But what if you do recognize and resonate with multiple bodies, and for whatever reason, presumably your twin flames? And then that brings me to, I guess, the programming is behind this. Well, do you have to pick one and have a monogamous relationship? Or is it okay to be more like a lion and have all of them, as many as you can find, with you? I was wondering if you could just, share something on that.
Okay, so break it out a little more. Give me a little more texture to it. Do you mind?
Sure. So how do light beings typically react when they recognize their twin flames in more than one body and vice versa?
Okay. There's no real Great question. Thanks for breaking that out. I'm only going to represent, talk about another planet as well, but this planet in its relationship to mammalians here is very unique, because we're going to favor a great relationship wherever we go on and or with a planet. So you could actually say that there's so much source energy in a planet that you could be in love with your planet. Notice how everybody's in love with the planet. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
Okay, so then if we're all in love with the planet, we already have commonality. And then we already have the conductivity of being an aquatic creature. You're breathing air and water right now. So all that conductivity is really what we're talking about in your relationship to the planet. Well, same thing with how the light comes through a planet, comes through you. I know I'm preaching to the choir, but when you look at how do I recognize my twin flame, it's really the opposite. How come I don't recognize my twin flame is really the question that we have modeled over and over and over again. Because there's so much interference with your mind. There's so much interference with your biosphere. There's so much interference with your diet. There's the electronics, deviant harmonics, dirty power. The light can't, okay, throw in a few wars. We're looking at hundreds of years of biospheric issues why we don't recognize each other. And so that is my great goal, is I recognize all of you. And that's our real opportunity, is how come our biosphere is, whether it's genetics or DNA or otherwise, why can't we grow out of this and find our partnerships that are here already in most cases? Some are not, but in the most cases, they are. I hope that helps a little bit.
It does. And once we find, I guess, more than one, it's completely up to the individuals and whether they want to engage in one or the other type of relationship, monogamy or polygamy, if you will.
I know incredible loving people that have a relationship that is completely pure with more than one partner, yes. And that partner could share space in another physical being. That's correct. It is rare, but you could find it. And that's my whole point about how they've diced up humans so tremendously, and why you can't recognize one another, and why we're able to, not only are we time jumpers, but we're able to change. You've heard the saying, every 7 years, you're a different person. Well, that's not true. And it is true. You can choose where you want to go. All of us are having multidimensional experiences. I hope that helps.
It does. And one final question. You mentioned Tartaria, and you said that you were going to have a special show on that. And I was just wondering if you were still planning to do that.
Yeah, I'm waiting for another. Yeah, I would really like to do that one. And there's a lot of other. So when I put that out there, I notice it'll trigger and or stimulate people who want, because they're from there. They'll start flocking just like you. And I thank you for that.
Okay, thank you. Thanks again for taking my calls.
Thanks a lot. Thank you. I always love your calls, Mike. Thank you. All right. We got to call it a day, everyone. I'm going to take an hour break, and I'll be back with Inspired with Q. And let's see if the girls will show up today. Otherwise, I'll just chit-chat with you. And then after that, it'll be Project Review with Q, and I'll go over a couple projects and or listen to your projects. And you guys are doing great. Thank you. Thank you for calling in. Love you. Love you. Love you. Beautiful day to you.